Okay, today's daf is Vachim, daf Chaf Aleph. Today's daf is sponsored by Refuah Shalema, Yitzchak Tzvi Ben Leah. Yitzchak Tzvi Ben Leah, sponsored by Edward Jacobs. Refuah Shalema, Yitzchak Tzvi Ben Leah. The learning of you today should be Refuah Shalema Bishvila. Okay, we are on Chaf Amid Beis, Ibai Lahu. About 12 lines up in the bottom. We're still in the middle of discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The Kohen washing his hands and his feet every morning. Hopefully at the end of this year today we'll get to discussing how that translates L'maisa in terms of Netilas Yadayim that we do every morning. But let us now do the specific questions the Gemara deals with. So we just had a Gemara that dealt with what happens if a Kohen washes his hands and he goes out. Yesterday's blot dealt with if he washes his hand, does Amud HaShachar, does a new day affect his hand washing? Then we discussed, does walking out of the base of the Azara affect his hand washing? Now we're asking the next question, does Tumah affect his hand washing? It's all about the same mitzvah. Ibai Lahu. Maushe Tuma, Maushe Toil, the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Does Tuma have any effect on Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Somebody becomes Tuma, he's gonna have to go to the mikvah. But the mikvah is not Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, it's two different things. It's not that Kiddush is a Hosafas Kedusha. It's not to remove Tuma. It's not a mikvah in that sense. You just, do Netila. So therefore, or a Shvicha. So the Gemara asks, so what if you're going to have to make yourself tar, but does that ruin the original Kiddush? Im tipsalomar yitzia lo pasla. If you want to say in the earlier question that going out might not pasla, why? Degavra chazi. Because there's nothing inherently wrong with the person. He just has found himself in the wrong spot. The Gavra Chazi, the person has not changed. If something moves to a different place, there's nothing inherently wrong with it. But, for example, just as a mashal, the first Tosas on Daf Beis and Masech HaShabbos discusses the Malacha of Hotza'ah. And the Tosas asks, why is Hotza'ah the first Malacha discussed in Masech HaShabbos? First Malacha. And the Tosas asks, why do you have to have so many details of Hotza'ah given in the first Mishnah? Just tell me, do an Akira here and a Hanacha there, that's it. You have to say every detail, a person standing outside, a person standing inside. And Tosas also asks later on, Dafsadik Vavim Abezim Masech HaShabbos, Tosas asks, what do you need a separate source for the Malacha of Hotza'ah? It's learned that from Losasa Kol Malacha. All of these questions, Tosas answers the same way, and that is, Hotza'ah is different than the other 38 Malachas. Why? Hotza'ah Milacha Gerua. It's an inferior malacha. Why is it an inferior malacha? What's wrong with it? It's number 39. What's inferior? So there's two formulations of the Rishonim. Tosfos' formulation is, where else do you ever have an act that if you do it here, it's mutter, and if you do it there, it's usser? If I carry something from one side of my living room to the other side of my living room, I didn't do anything wrong. I do the same exact act, but I carry it across the threshold of my house, it's usser. What kind of malacha is that? Is it a terrible act, or is it not a terrible act? So Tosfos says, that shows it's inferior somewhat, because it depends where you do it. Other Rishonim, though, have a little different formulation. The Rashba and the Arzarua say, no, you know why it's inferior? Because the object is the same. The object hasn't changed. When you wash something, when you shech something, when you separate something, all of those, the item somehow is changed. It's changed, it's improved. There's a shinui in the chefsa. Hotza'ah is the only malacha, maybe there's one other, but Hotza'ah is the only malacha where there's no shinui in the chefsa. That's what makes it a malacha gerua. You've just moved it from one spot to another spot. There's no change. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying here. If the person just moves outside, you didn't change the person. He's the same person. Gavra chazi, he's just in a different spot. It's like the malacha of Hotza'ah on Shabbos. So even if you say that Yitziah is lo pasla to Gavra Chazi, because the person is the same, aval hacha to Gavra lo chazi, but here, where the person is not, right, if somebody's tameh, the person has changed. If he's tameh, so then asuche masif daite. So there is a hesach hadas, right, involved. We assume this means a literal hesach hadas. He doesn't focus on his avod anymore, he's tameh, he has to go to the mikvah, and therefore, he would have to do Kiddush again. Odilmor, we say, no, Kivan da Hadar Chazi, since he could come back and become Tahar in a few minutes, he's going to become Rawi again, so Duck Level Masakadaita. So he focuses, he knows he's going to go to the mikveh and become Tahar, so he wouldn't lose his state of mind, and there wouldn't be a Hezek Hadas, that would be a problem. Rashi says in the last line, V'nizah Meliga Yadav B'davar Tinuf, he would realize and not touch anything that he wasn't supposed to. So that's the question. What does Tumah do to the Kiddush? So the Gemara answers, Tashma, Kiddush Yadav Ragla V'nitmu. We quoted this up above. If somebody sanctifies his legs and his feet and his hands, and then he becomes Tavi Matvilon, Vein Tzorach L'Kadesh, says Mefurish, that you got to go to the mikvah, here's a case where just your hands became Tameh. So Matvilon, you have to dunk your hands, Vein Tzorach L'Kadesh, but you don't have to do Kiddush again. So you see from there that it's not needed. The Gemara says, no, Nitmu Yadav L'Kamim Bailon. Just where your hands become Tameh, from some type of Tumah D'Rabbanan. Right, most tumas, once your body is one unit. So once you're tummy, your whole body is tummy. But certain tumas durabanan are only matame the hands. Right? That's what we do in Tilas Yadayim. That's where it stems from, back from the days of eating truma. So when your hands become tummy, of course you don't need kiddush there. That's not our question. Kimi boila nitba kal gufo. The question is, if your whole body became tame, so then do we say that you're going to have to do kiddush? It says the Gemara, kal gufo, typically kiven di boi lemeevit harif shemesh, asucha mesach daite. Kal gufo, of course there's a hesach hadas there. Why? Because anytime you become tame, even for a day, you're going to have to wait till sunset in order to become tahar. You have to wait harif shemesh, you're going to be a tful yom until sunset. So there for sure there's a hesach hadas whenever you have to wait the rest of the day. So the Gemara says, no, I can come up with a case where you don't have to wait so long. Kigon de itmi samoch lishkiya sachama. He become tame right before sunset. So you're not going to have to wait too long. You have to wait a couple of minutes. So in that case, that is where our question still stands, because there wouldn't be a hesach hadas. If you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this case of what's the case where you're misupik, the Rambam does not say the case of right before shkiya. The Rambam says a different case. If you ate foods or drinks, that's only metame you for the moment. There are certain types of foods and drinks that make you tame for the moment. You go to the mikvah, you're tahar. You don't even have to wait till sunset. Says the Rambam in B.S. Mikdash, Hevav. Nitma gufo b'achilas ochlin tameyin. Oshisiyas ma'ashke tameyin. Right? Food cannot make a person tame unless food is an avatoma. Or a drink is an avatoma. The rule is a person or kalim can only become tame from an avatoma. So here, if somebody's going to become tame from food and drink, tameyin v'taval avabishino tzorach harif shemesh, choser makadish achars filas. Salam is machmer. Because the sfeika, does the Gemara, do not answer it here. So you have to do it again. Shekol tovel, he quotes the reason why. But he asks the Ketzer Mishnah, why doesn't the Rambam quote our case? The Gemara's case of right before Shkia. It must be, says the Ketzer Mishnah, the Rambam thinks it's such an unusual case. He'd rather quote something more common. And that is, he eats tame food. You need tamei food is a more common case, not right before shkia becoming tamei. So that's why the Rambam quotes the other case, even though he does not fundamentally argue. And he says, "Bayin deloifshuta," it's an unanswered question. So therefore, misveika, if you didn't do the kiddush, you don't pass on the following avoda. But lachanchilu, we try to do the kiddush. And that's the in all these questions. Whenever you have a sveika d'dina, that is what we're going to paskin. Okay, so that is the Rambam and the Ketzer Mishnah. We continue. Four lines from the bottom. By the way, hopefully the shiur is up by now. If not, it'll be up. There's the Ian shiur related to the daf last night of Big Day Kahuna. It looks like it's going to be Big Day Kahuna part one, because we didn't get to everything we wanted to get to, so we'll have a Big Day Kahuna part two, which will hopefully, probably not next week. Next week will be a Chanukah recess for that shiur, so hopefully the following week we'll get back to the Ian shiur. Okay, four lines from the bottom. Tashma. Shul is trying to prove, what does Tumah do to the mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim? Do you have to do Kiddush again? So Tashma, says the Gemara, Para, when it comes to Para Duma, as we had earlier, Reb Chiya, Reb Yosef Amar, Mekadosh B'Klisharis B'Fnim, Yotzei, Reb Chiya says, you got to do Kiddush Yadayim, regular Kiddush inside the Azara, and then go out. They go out. Remember yesterday, got to remember that Rav Avraham and Rambam, why it is that the Kiyar, where it's situated, got to remember that for Parsha Shir, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Unusual, you'd think it would be closer east of the Mizbeach, but said Rav Avraham and Rambam that we learned yesterday, is Dafka there because it has two elements. You got to wash your hands when you do the Avodah on the Mizbeach, you got to wash your hands when you go to the Heichal even for nothing. Be a Reikonis. Right, so that's why Dafka is situated there, because it has ramifications for the items on both side of it. So, back to the par. So par aduma, Reb Chiya says, you gotta wash your hands and then go out. Reb Yochanan Amar, afilu b'chutz, no, Reb Yochanan says, even washing your hands outside, this is not a regular avoda. V'afilu b'klicho, you don't even need a klishares. V'afilu b'bekida shocharis. Even an earthenware kli, one does not require, any more than that. So says the Gemara, one second. You have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim by Para Aduma, but Vahapara de Timuye Metaminale. But by paraduma, we know that the Rabbanon are metame, the one who is osek in the paraduma. Ditha, the Mishnah says in Maseches Para, metamin hayu akohen asarif es hapara. They used to make the one who burned the paraduma on Haraz Esim. They used to make him tame, umatzbilen oso, not tame like he's fully tame now, but used to make him tame and make sure that the day that he was going to become tahar was the day he was being osek in the Avoda, and he would go to the mikvah, and then he would be a tzful yom, and he would do the avoda. Why'd they do this? Lahotzi umat bilanoso, and then put dukim in the mikvah. Lahotzi bilibishal stukim, to go out from the heart of the stukim. I mean, whenever the stukim believed in something, we did everything we can to publicly make sure that everyone knows that what they said is wrong. So here too, the pasuk says that vita, you have to use a tahar kohen. They held, oh, what does that mean? Tahar, totally tahar. But we know that even a tful yom is okay. So we know, well, do you want dafka use the tful yom? We say yes, we dafka use the tful yom. Because even though tful yom is not fully tahar, it's good enough for us, even though it wouldn't be good enough for the tzukim who only believe in tahar shebechsav, that's our Chanukah connection for today. Because today, the Chanukah, according to many Mefarshim, is the Yantav of Torah Sheba'al Peh. So, we got the Stukim today who don't believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh. We do everything we can to strengthen our beliefs. Lo'ati believe shal Stukim, shal hayobre, because they used to say, Bim'ur ve'shemesh ha'isanasis. You needed to have the sun set already for the person who's being osek in the paraduma to do its avoda, not a tful yom. So therefore, we go out of our way to publicly go against us. We find this elsewhere. For example, the Mishnayos and Menachos discuss that the fanfare and the pomp and circumstance that went along with the bringing of the Karban HaOmer, more than any other Karban, maybe Bikurim is also like this, but that more than any other Karban, we went to cut the Omer the night before, and then we had a whole parade with it, and the Kohen announces, did you cut it? I cut it. Did you cut it? I cut it. Three times. There's so much public activity. Why? Because of Machmas HaShabbos. Because they say, when is the Karban HaOmer cut? When is Pesach? When is Shavuos? It's always the same, right? Sunday? So we go against that. Every time the Tzukim come up, we dafka go against that publicly to make sure nobody thinks otherwise. So what do you see from the Mishnah, though? The Mishnah says that we make the one who is sorry for the Paraduma, Tameh. We say he is Tameh, even though he washes his hands in the morning. He washes his hands before he starts, according to Reb Chiya b'Reb Yosef. Shmami, so what do you see from there? Lo pasla ba tuma. You see, tuma does not ruin the original kiddush. Right? So that's what the proof is. The Gemara answers, shiny para, hol ditful yomo pasla ba. So paraduma is different, as we said yesterday. Don't bring me any rayas. It could be that tuma is not going to ruin this kiddush, even though other ones it would. This is not the avoda in the normal sense. Ihachi lamalei debakadish. What do you need it in the morning at all? Ke'ein avoda be'inan. Because you still wanted ke'ein avoda. Ke'ein avoda. Right. Yesterday's girsa in our gemara had ke'ein avoda pnim. And on the side, it changed it to take ke'ein avoda be'inan also. In yesterday's. But either way, this avoda, the paraduma, is somewhere in the middle. It is an avoda, but it's done outside the base of Megdash. You have to wash your hands at the kiyar, even though the gemara says now it might be ruined by the tumah. So you're just doing it, what, to look like an avoda, even though it's not really an avoda? This is the discussion of the paraduma. It's dafka done with the skan of the Kohen Gadol. It's not done with the Kohen Gadol, as Rashi quotes in Pashas Chukas, Elazar HaKohen. Fascinating discussions. This is about the paraduma. When the Rambam quotes this, he also quotes the halacha of metamin the one who is osek in the paraduma. The Rambam in Hilchas Paraduma, which is interesting. Where would the Rambam put Hilchas Paraduma? The Rambam had three choices. Where to put Hilchas Paraduma? Hilchas Karban Pesach is in Hilchas Karbanos. Right? Hilchas Maisa Karbanos and Bias Mikdash and Psulei Mikdashim is all in Sefer Avoda. So if you were the Rambam, where would you put Paraduma? He puts it in Sefer Tahara. So that already might show his hand. Where the Rambam puts it. Why doesn't he put it in Karbanos? It's a Karban. The Rambam puts all of the other Chatos Pnimios and all the other ones where you saw it outside. That's in Sefer Karbanos. What's this doing here? Shkagos. Shkagos is Sefer Karbanos, which is all about everything we learned in Maseches Harios. So what is this doing in Sefer Tara? Because the Rambam might be saying it's more of a Tum and Tara halacha than it is than a Karban halacha. Even though it's all about it makes you Tahar. You do the sprinkling. But it's still the avoda of the paraduma. So it's though here it's in Sefer It's a Sefer HaTara. Okay, but the Rambam says, he quotes this halacha, Bezdin hatstukim ayomrim she'ein maisa para kosher ela b'murav eshemesh. The tzukim used to say that the paradu was only kosher after the sun sets on the person. Lefichach hayu bezdin bebayis sheni mitamines akohen asarif asapara. They used to be mitame. Why did they bayis sheni? Were they tzukim and bayis rishon? Historically, were the tzukim around there during the time of David and Shlomo, during the times of Tanakh? With the stukim then? That's why, just Metzias wise. He says, the time of Bayashedi, they used to be Metame the Para Adu, the one who was Osek, Besheretz, the Chayotzebo. They were Tamiyim with the Sheretz. Why not with the Tamay Mace? Because that would be a week of Tumah. A week of Tumah, and then, no, the Sheretz is only one day. Metame with the Sheretz, Vitovel, Viachakach Osekba, Kedei Levatel Divrei Elu Hazedim, Shemorim Meha Ola Al Rucham, Lomina Kabbalah. From those who rule and paskin based on what they think and not that they have a mesorah from it. Also the kalim that we used in the paraduma ceremony, they also were betami with the sheretz and they ducked them in the mikvah. So everything involved were tful yoms, and that is what they did. Interesting ha'ara from Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Poras Yosef. I looked back. We mentioned this in the Beis and Yuma, long time ago, where the this Gemara also comes. This mission in Parah also comes up there. Rabbi Yosef Engel says that maybe in a deeper sense, the pasuk says that you have to use a coin that's tahar for the Parah Aduma. The Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayos in Parah in Aleph. Where is it? I find the part, the Rambam writes, in Pirush Mishnayos, in part, Gimel, the Rambam writes there that somebody who was Tameh and then became Tahar, in a sense, is more Tahar than somebody who never became Tameh in the first place. Because you overcame the Tameh and now you're Matar yourself, that Tara is even stronger. It's like, Makam Shabali Tshuva Omdim, Tzadikim Gemorah Meim Yechon Lamo Cham. Right, Tshuva can reach where the Tzadik Gomer cannot. So says the Paras Yosef, maybe that's also a deeper reason why we're Metame, the one who was sorry for the Para, and then we're Metaharim, put him in the Mikvah, because that is, Sheyoser Gedola HaMadrega Betara, Bichinit Mavinitar, Mimishalo Nitma Meolam. Vivkemi Tamzeh, Timo Sagwene Sarif Zapara, Kadesha Yuchal Lehi Taher, Shebazehu Yosef Bemala Zatara. Rak Shehailam Lehav the Maharif Shemet. But for that, they didn't, because the Hotzi Miliban Shel had Stukim. Okay, that's the Poros Yosef in Simen Beis. We continue. If we have time at the end, maybe we'll mention again the connection between Parah Aduma and Korban Pesach, which we've spoken about in the past, but right now we'll move on a little bit. Remind me at the end if we have time. Iboy Lahu. Says the Gemara, next question. So far we discussed, Does a new day possibly kish yadayim v'raglayim? Does going out of the hecha of the azara possibly kish yadayim v'raglayim? Does becoming tamei ruin kish yadayim v'raglayim? Now we're going to ask a question about the kish yadayim v'raglayim itself. Ibayluhu, mal lekadish yadayim v'raglayim b'kiyar. How about pashtus? If I jump into the kiyar, I don't pour it on me. I jump in. Does that work? If I jump in, and I go inside the kiyar. Mimenu amar achwan v'lo b'socho. From it you need, and not in it. O Dilma, Afilu Bisocho, or do I say, even in it is okay? Alright, this is the question the Achronim say. What's the Kasha? Is the mitzvah of the Rechitzas Yadav Raglayim, Kiddav Raglayim, is it a mitzvah Shvicha, that it has to be poured upon me? Or is it, no, not a question that has to be poured upon me, but I just have to use the water. I don't have to dafgap. Pour it upon me. The Dvira Kodesh. Dabira Safik. If Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Tzorach Shiyah Al Yidei Maisa Shal Shvicha. Lachet Bina Shiyotzi Mayim Yitav Al Yadayim V'Raglayim. Al Dumahani Tvila B'kir Yod V'Ragla. V'Chei Kabasocha Mahani. Right? So Moshe, we have to discuss by the Tilas Yadayim. Let's say you're at a place. Let's say you slept out somewhere and you're nowhere near a sink, but you're near a river. So could you dunk your hands? Al Tvilas Yadayim. Right? Or you don't know, instead of the Tilas Yadayim. So that is the, that is the Shiloh that the Gemara asks here. So, says the Gemara, other Shiloh's question is, you jumped in, isn't Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim an Avoda? If it's an Avoda, so don't your feet have to be on the floor? A Kohen can't have a Chatzitza between, we mentioned back in the Mishnah, if I'm standing on my friend's feet, that itself said, if I'm wearing socks, that's a Chatzitza. Right, that's what the Sfas Emes even said a couple days ago. The Kohen touching the hand, the feet, isn't a touch of Makamas HaMechusim. because the Kohen always walked around barefoot. So don't your feet have to be, doesn't the Kohen's feet have to be on the floor? It's supposed to have a mina. So some say, oh, he has one foot on the floor. He sticks one foot in, and then one foot out, and then the other foot in, and then the foot out. Maybe that's what he did. Right? Is that what he did? Or you have to say, it's not a regular type of avoda. It's not a regular type of avoda, and that way, that's why. But you have to explain something in this havamina. So, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Tashma. Osha Tavah b'Meimara v'Yavad. What we had yesterday, the Brisa said, if you're Tovel in a mikvah, v'Yavad, he did the avoda, avodas apsula. It's possible. Mashma ha-me-kiyar dubi de me-ma'ara. So only in a mikvah would it be a problem. But if you jumped into the kiyar, v'Yavad, he did the avoda, avodas akshera, it would be kosher. Is that the diyuk? The Gemara says, lo. Maybe me-ma'ara is tzrichalei. The chiddush is me-ma'ara. Really, both would be possible. But me-ma'ara is a chiddush. Shalo tomar. Call gufo tovel behen yadav ragol kol shagain. If it can make your whole body tahar, so surely it should work for your hands and your feet. Kamash malon, we don't say that. That's the chiddush of me-ma'ara, but really there's no raya to our discussion. Okay, so now we have a new section related to kiddush yadayim raglayim. Right, this today. Tomorrow we finish kiddush yadayim. Today it goes to the bottom of the two dots of today's daf. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. We're about to have a three-way machlokas amoraim. Three ways. Rav Chi is the first daya, and that is mekiyar. Now we're talking about not the water on your hands, which we've spoken about the past couple of days of sugyas. Right? What happens? You have to do another washing on your hands if you go out, if you become tamei, if it gets the morning. But now, what about the water in the kiyar itself? Three opinions. When does that water become pasul? When does it become pasul mishum lina, that you're not allowed to use it anymore? So Rav Chiya says it depends on what you're using it for. May kiyar nifsalin limatirin kematirin. If you're using it for a matir. What's a matir? An avoda that's matir something else. Let's say zrika. Once I do the zrika sadam, so then that is matir the basar to eat by a carbon chatas. I do the zrika sadam. Or once you burn the komets by a carbon mincha, that's matir you to eat the rest of the carbon. The kohanim can eat the rest of the carbon mincha, the flour that's left over. So let's say for washing my hands for zrika sadam, it becomes pasul when dam would become pasul. So dam becomes pasul at shkia. So let's say I shat on a carbon on Tuesday afternoon. So I have to be zorik the dam before Tuesday at sunset. So just like the dam becomes nifsal at shkia, so to the water to do that zrikas adam also becomes tame. So again, mekiyar nifsal l'matir kibatirin. But let's say to wash my hands in order to be maktir the ivarim overnight, that it only becomes tame the next morning. Le'ivarim ke'ivarim. Because I can do the Evarim, I can wear the Evarim until the next morning, so too, I can wash my hands in this Kiyar until the next morning. The same exact water, but depending on what you're doing, says Rabbi Chiya, will determine when this water becomes Nifsal. Let's do the other two Shittas, then we'll come back for a second. Rav Chisda Amar, Af L'matirin Nifsalin El Abamur HaShachar Kevarim. He has the most Mekel Shita. Even for Dam, it's not going to be Nifsal until the next morning. Amud HaShachar. So for example, let's say I'm a Kohen, and I'm going to wash my hands in the middle of the night. I'm going to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and I want to do Zrika tomorrow afternoon. And I assume I'm holding like a Muslim Reb Shimon that the morning doesn't ruin it. So I'm going to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim now. So fine, that water is kosher, and I'm going to do the Zrika tomorrow morning. Right, that water, when I used it, was not Nifsal. Because it was like the Evarim, the most Mekel Shita. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, we think, we understand him to mean at this point, the most Machmer Shita. Kiyar, Kiva, Cheshaku, Shuv Ein Ma'alehu. Once you dunk the Kiyar down into the bore, like we spoke about yesterday, you can no longer bring it up. What does that mean? So the Havamina is that he is the most Machmer Shita. Rashi in the middle of the wide lines, Rashi says, Kasal Kadaitach, Da'afilu La'avodas Laila. Even for the avoda of Delilah, for the Evarim, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that it's pasul already. Meaning you gotta wash your hands before sunset in order to do the avoda during the night. That's what we think Rabbi Yochanan says. Again, it's the three shittas. Rabbi Chiya says, it depends on your avoda. The water becomes pasul for day avodas by day, by the end of the day, and for night avodas by the end of the night. Straightforward. Rav Chisda is the most Mekel Shita. No, you got till the morning for everything. And Rabbi Yochanan is the most Machmer Shita. You have until sunset for everything. So, Lameimra, let's talk about this for a second. We're going to get through this Gemara, and then we'll try to get to the end of this piece, and then we'll have something to say about Shkia. Lameimra, the Avodas Laila, Nami Lochazi. Is this to tell me that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even for Avodas Laila, for a varim, you can't wash your hands after sunset? To do the Haktaras Ivarim overnight? But didn't we have a statement in the name of Ilfa, which we had yesterday? Kiyar shalosh shakul miba erev. Remember what we said. The kiyar that you did not put underground. You didn't move it down before Shkia. Mekadosh b'meno lavodas laila. You could use it for lavodas laila. Ulamach ainu mekadosh. But for the next morning, you can't. It's possible for the next morning. But what do you see from there? That is Rabbi Yochanan in the name of his friend Ilfa. So happened Rabbi Yochanan here say that the water becomes pasul at sunset. Yesterday's daf quoted Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Ilfa that you have the whole night to do it for Avodas Laila. Stira. Answers the Gemara. My einu maleo nami deka amar. What did it mean here? We misunderstood. When here he says that there's no sense of bringing it up, Avodas Yom. It means you can't bring it up for Avodas Yom before Amud HaShachar, meaning dawn is going to pasul it. Avodas Laila Chazi. But you're right, to use for Avodas Laila, it is fitting. The Rabbi Yochanan is not so machmir. So the Gemara says, okay, so Yehaka had to do Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. That is the exact same sheet as number one. Remember, three shitas. Shita number one, Reb Chiya, was the water becomes pasul based on whatever avoda you're doing. You're doing the day avoda, then it becomes pasul at the end of the day. The night avoda becomes pasul in the morning. So that's what Reb Chiya says. So that's how we just interpreted Reb Yochanan. That it's, you could do the zrika during the day, but you can't do the zrika during the night, but you could do the avoda during the night. Answer, ikibeinayu gzera shikua. No, the machlokas is whether we're gozer that you should keep it in beneath the ground during the night, because if you bring it up during the night, you might forget to put it down before dawn, and then that would be a problem. Meaning, according to Rabbi Chiya, it's usur to bring, everybody agrees you can't bring it up at night. Why? Rabbi Chiya says, because me'ikir adin, any moment of the night would pasul it. Would pasul it. You have to keep it down during the entire night, and then bring it up the following morning, after Amud HaShachar. That is, or right before Amud HaShachar, maybe for the Trumas Hadeshen, but that is Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's a gzera. That's what it means, gzera shikua. Really, every moment of the night does not pasul it. You could theoretically bring it up and put it back down, as we'll see soon. But Rabbi Yochanan says, where it goes there, when he says in the Lashon, Shuv, Einu Maleyu, that's a gzera. Because if you bring it up, you might forget to put it back down before Amud HaShachar, and then that would ruin the Mayim for the rest of the day. That's the difference between the first and third opinion. Says the Gemara now, 1 second. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't we have, quoting again yesterday, V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddush Yadav L'Trumas HaDeshen. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you did Kiddush for Trumas HaDeshen, which is done very early, L'machar the next day, Ein Sorach L'Kadesh. You don't have to do Kiddush HaKfar Kiddush B'Tchilas Avoda. You already did it. You already did it from before you started. And that was before dawn. So the Gemara explains this question based on the machlokas we had yesterday. Bish Lamala Rava Demukim Lahi Kreb Elazar Reb Shimon. According to Rava, who said that statement of Rabbi Yochanan was going like Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, who said that morning never passels. So then Hakarebi, no problem. Yesterday, washing by Trumas HaDeshen was according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. And according to here, this Rabbi Yochanan, it was according to Rebbe. So it's a machlokas tanoim. He's talking about two different opinions. Eloli Abaya, the Mukim Lakarebi. But according to Abaya, who yesterday said it was like Rebbe, right, it was all a gzeir, and Rebbe says the whole lina is a problem to Rabbanan, and therefore you're not gozer by Trumas HaDeshen. So Kasha the Rebbe had the Rebbe. Then we have a question. What's the question? The Gemara clarifies. Maishna hasam de mashkalei, maishna hacha de la mashkalei. What's the stira? In our Gemara, today's new discussion, Rabbi Yochanan said, you gotta keep it underground all night. While yesterday, the Kohen could wash his hands in the Trumas Hadeshen, before the Trumas Hadeshen during the night. What do you mean? I thought Rabbi Yochanan said, you gotta keep it in the ground all night. And he's going according to Rebbe in both cases. Answer, Tamasa gleva ha de mashkalei. No, for Trumas HaDeshen, you gotta bring it up. Cause you gotta wash his hands. So yesterday means he brought it up and he put it right back down. Don't think it's a gzera. Remember, the whole thing is gzera, you might forget. So the halach is, by the Trumas HaDeshen, he went, he brought it up, he brought it back down. So the Gemara says, Ihachi lumachar, ena makade shamai. But 1 second. So then why does it have to rewash his hands in the morning? Why does it have to? So the Gemara says, Eino makadesh amai. Why isn't he makadesh? You put it back down. You put it back together, so it's not nifsal. The Gemara says, you're right. Eino tzarach lakadesh. It means you don't need to because he already did it during the night with kosher water. Period. End of that discussion. Stop there for a minute. Just one ha'ara on shkia. On shkia, we know there's a general machlokas between the Gra, Rabbi Natam, about shkia, about different types of shkia. Is there one shkia? Is there two shkias? Based on a stira between a Gemara in Meseches Pesachim and a Gemara in Meseches Shabbos. So the Gra says there's a beginning of the shkia and the end of the shkia. Rabbi Natam is the one that comes up in Tosfos of two shkias, the early shkia and the late shkia, and that is how those who rely on or usually hold of Rabbeinu Tam's manim, usually have them as later's manim. Rabbeinu Tam Shabbos, and Rabbeinu Tam this, Rabbeinu Tam that. Rav Soloveitchik, though, said that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Dam would be Nifsal by the first Shkia. Based on Rabbeinu Yonah in Meseches Brachas. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the beginning of Perak Tilas HaShachar, the fourth paragraph of Brachas, says clearly, seems to say pretty clearly, that Dam is Nifsal by the first Shkia. So therefore, said Rav Soloveitchik, if that is true, we know that Tilas Minchas Kneka Tamash Rabbeinu Arbayim. So therefore, even if one holds of Rabbeinu Tam, this is quoted in Nefesh Harav on page Kuf Nun Beis, which by the way, there's a third one out, Divrei Harav, there's Nefesh Harav, Mipnei Harav, and now Divrei Harav, it just came out, I haven't seen it yet, but I've just heard it came out. The Rav Shechter quotes the Rav, who says on page Kuf Nun Beis, that one, even if one holds like Rabbeinu Tam, one should be Machmir, and make sure to daven Mincha before the first Shkia. Why? Because that's based on the carbon. And dam nifsal b'shkia sachama by the first one. Didir dino dafka b'im, where is it? Afilo dasa rabbeinu tam, shadayin vada yom, adzman rav la'achar shkia, mikol mokom ainless pala az mincha, didam nifsal b'shkia sachama. Vizman tfilas mincha niskara kareka kizvan akravas tamash rabbeinu arbayim. And therefore, you gotta daven mincha earlier, before the first shkia. Mishnah Berurah already says, if it's better to daven, Shabbos says it beferish. It's better to daven by yourself before Shkia than daven with the minion after Shkia. If you know the minion is going to be after Shkia, so Shabbos says better to daven yourself, because that's in Shalom Bismano, so it's better to daven by yourself. If you started and you're up to Tachnun right after Shkia, we pass, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Bein HaShpashas, you can still say Tachnun. It's not nighttime yet. But the Mincha itself, one should make sure to daven before Shkia. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Lameimra. We just said that we had just explained. Remember, we had three shitas on the statement of the Amoraim, on Amar Aleph. When does the water in the Kiyar become problematic? When is it Nifsal? So we had three shitas. Two of them, by now, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya both said a similar shita. The question is, why do you have to keep it at night in the ground? Is it because any moment of the nighttime when it's out of the ground would be Nifsal? That's Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's Mishum Gzeira. It's Gzeira Drabana, not to lift it, but really it becomes possible only the next morning. Lameimra Dilamatir and Mechsa Chazi. Is that to teach me? It's only Nifsal by Amura Shachar. It's not Nifsal. Nifsal during the night. Is that to teach me that L'matirin Mechsa Chazi? It would be kosher to use for Matirin because it doesn't become possible right away. So Hainidu Rav Chista. So what exactly is the exact difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chista? Who's the most Mekel Shita? So where it says, it could be not a Mitzvah Shikua. The difference is whether you're supposed to keep it during the night in the ground. Rabbi Yochanan says yes. He holds up this Gzeira, and therefore you have to keep it in the ground during the night. Masha'enkein, according to Rav Chista, no! Rav Chista says you can keep it up the whole night! Keep it up the whole night. There's no problem, and there's no Gzeira that you might come to forget. So Meisvei. So now we have a kasha from a Mishnah in Tamid on Rav Chista. Rav Chista holds that the Kiyar did not have to be dunked the whole night. It only has to be dunked right before dawn. Right before dawn, you put it down, and then you put it back up. That's Rav Chista. There's no Gzeira. Night is not a problem. You're ready! This is right now. It's even good for Matirin, for the Zrikas, as we said, according to Rav Chista. So, but the problem is, the Mishnah seems to say that it went down during the night. Says the Mishnah, Lo ha'yirawan osav lo shaman eskolo. Remember, the first person who did any avod in the morning was the one who did the Truma Sedeshin. They had a lottery. He did it. It was still pitch black outside. It's very exciting, the Mishnah and Tamid. So the Kohanim, you get the impression, they're all waiting there. They're all just staring at the Mizbeach and at the Kiyar. They can't see a thing. Right, there are a couple of candles here and there, but they wait, and they're waiting by where the Kohanim used to sleep, which is in one of the offices by the Beis Hamokad, which is on the northeast side of the Azara. So they can't see what's happening by the Kiyor. Remember, the Mizbeach is in between, and it's far away. They can't see what's happening. So says the Mishnah, they're waiting, and they're listening. and they're listening, and right when they hear noise, they're going to start running to do the avoda, to be makadish their hands. That's what you get. Lo hayirona, so they didn't see him. Velo shomen is kolo, they didn't hear him walking. Ad sheshomen kol shel eitz sheasa ben katin muchni lekiyar, until they start hearing the pulley. Once they start hearing the pulley, the hein omrim higia is kiddush daim v'raglayim in akiyar. He's there. He's washing his hands. Let's get for it. And they start running. Zrisa makdimin. Right, they were excited. Imagine when our alarm goes off, right? If we would be up before the alarm, staying in our beds. Oh, I can't wait till the alarm goes off. I can't wait to go daven. I can't wait. What a strange phenomenon. Halavai, we should have that once in our life, right? Halavai, I can't wait. Whenever we're doing something exciting that day, right? Let's say we're going, anything exciting, I can't wait. The last day of school. Imagine the kid in the last day of school. He's up before his alarm. I can't wait. That's what they used to do in the base of Migdash. We can't even fathom such a thing. I can't wait till my alarm goes off. Well, our alarm goes off. No, we're going to get to it. Something else about an alarm clock later on the daf, I think. Anyway, so the Mishnah says they used to wait. Oh, they hear the kiyor move. So my lav, doesn't that mean the mesalik lay? Mamashkale, isn't that pulley, the whole pulley that he's using to bring up the hear and bringing it up? Meaning it was down during the night. So Kashan Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said it wasn't down during the night. It was all up. So Gemara says, no, lo de mashkale. No, they hear him putting it down. Mashkale. Not they don't hear him lifting it up. The pulley, they hear him putting him down because he wants to have it lowered before dawn. It also, even Rav Chisda says, that's going to be nifsal. So Gemara says, e de mishkale, mi mishtamakale. If it's all about putting it down, do they really hear the call of putting it down? Doesn't a pulley only make noise going up? Oh, you're pulling it? When you put it down, it just goes back down. Just let it go. Where it says, no, mashkale bilgilgula, it's attached to a wheel, and you hear it in whatever direction it goes. Lishnach rita, the mashkale b'chumrse, or you hear chumrse, the same thing. Gilgula chumrse, the Rashi assumes that it's just a type of wheel, kihecha delishtame kale. So that the daf could do it, so that it's a loud noise, volishme evelese, so that other koanim hear and start coming, and start doing the avoda. So the Gemara says, what do you need? The Dafka did this to make a noise. They made it a loud, clinky, clangy pulley. It wasn't a smooth, right? They didn't want like the newfangled dishwashers you don't hear. The Dafka wanted the noise of the machines, right? It was not, of course. It woke up the Kohanim. Vahavi Gvini Cruz. Maseches Yom already says there was a special announcer, a special clapper in the base of Migdash that got the Kohanim up in the morning. A Gvini Cruz. He used to make announcements. So what do you need the kiyor for? Beit Shrei Hakeira Havi Avdi. They had two alarm clocks. To Shem Mehai Asi, Shem Mehai Asi. Sometimes you hear this one, you hear that one. Sometimes one of them goes in one ear and out the other. So this is the mucker for the snooze button. Right here. Right? You gotta have two alarm clocks. Right here. Because yeah, who knows? If one would hear one, you wouldn't hear with the other. You'll think it's a dream. You're dreaming about the kiyor. So you gotta make sure that it's a way to get up. So that's why they did it. But Lamaskana, we answered for Rav Chisda, could even be going down. Ad Kan, there's a little bit more about Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And then we move on. On tomorrow we have another Amud, and then we move on to all the other psulim. As I said, the first daf, the first mishnah, this parak is fascinating because you get to talk about so many different psulim. We're going to get to talk about Arel and Mechuser Kippurim and Tfil Yom, we already spoke about. Good. The Ramban, should have mentioned this when we started, but the Ramban discusses the mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in Parshat Ki Tisa, where it comes up, and he says a number of important points in Lamed Yutes. V'rachatzu Aron Uvanav, ha'rechitza hazu derech kavod shelamala. This rechitza of washing hands and your feet is kavod lamala. Kikala karev l'shulchan malachim l'shares v'liga b'pas bag mele. Anybody's going to come serve the king, roches yadav, b'avur heyos yadayim askanios. You got to take a shower before you have a special meeting. Right, so here you always have to wash your hands because your hands. What do your hands touch? V'hosif kan lirchot haraglayim v'avur heyos hakohanim misharsim yachavim. And also, the kohanim always did the avodah barefoot, so therefore they had to wash their hands, their feet too. V'yesh mebnei adam sheyesh beraglayim zuam avakiur. Some people have dirt on their feet. Some people have disgusting kiur on their feet. So therefore, you got to wash your feet when you go to the avodah. V'alderach emes, and then he quotes the derach kabbalah. Derach emes in the Ramban always means derach kabbalah. Why dafka the hands and the feet? Ba'avur heyos rosh ha'adam v'sofo ha'yadayim v'haraglayim. The edges of our bodies are our fingers and our toes. And if you stick your hands up in the air, so top to bottom, it's your fingers and your toes. Ki ha'yadayim l'malam mikol gufo b'higbiyo osan v'haraglayim l'mata. V'heim b'tsuras ha'adam remez l'eser ha'sviros. And he gets into the spheres that we're not going to get into now. I don't know if we'll ever get into the spheres, but the hand, there's a lot of symbolism. The fingers and the toes. And that's why, that also has to do with washing the fingers and the toes before one does the avoda. Umin ha'inyin hazeh, tikne rabosenu, netilas yadayim l'tfila. And says the Rabban, based on this, this washing of the, based on this mitzvah, is we have the mitzvah of netilas yadayim for davening, which is one of the reasons we wash in the morning as well. Sheyis kavein lazeh betam nasiyas kapayim. We should think about this when we wash. V'harachitza hi mitzvah. And it's a mitzvah zaseh. The Ramban agrees to the Rambam here that it's a separate mitzvah zaseh daraisa, washing in the kiyar. Avala kiyar, siva bola hazman of einun ma'ake velo mitzvah. But if you don't have a kiyar, as we learned already, you can wash in any klisharis. Kibi yom ha-kipurim, for example, on Yom Kippur. Kohen gadol makadi jadav v'raglav mikita shozav, she'osin l'chvodo. Avala mana mina kiyar ki tzricha kli. The Kohen gadol on Yom Kippur uses a different type of kli. It doesn't dafka wash in the kiyar, to schlep there. They bring a kli to him, so, as we had yesterday. So he doesn't become exhausted. But that is the mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So Ramban already says it, but there is a major machlokas Rishonim. We mentioned this also. Why do we do Netilas Yadayim in the morning? Our minhag is not to do Kiddush Raglayim. Why? Make our din because we don't walk around barefoot. So our feet are covered, and they were clean in the morning, and we cover them, so they're, it's not the minhag to wash one's, to have one's feet specifically clean. But we do wash our hands. Why do we wash our hands in the morning? So that is 3/4 shitas in the Rishonim. The Russian Maseches Brachos tells us that the reason we wash is Yadayim Askanios. Yadayim Askanios, our hands throughout during the night touch different parts of our body. Even if one wears pajamas with a regular shirt and a regular pajama pants, but still, we touch the underarm area, any other makam of mechusim, so therefore we have to wash our hands in the morning before we daven. Number one, that's the Rosh's reason. In Brachas, in the ninth parak, in Simen Chav Gimel. In the Rashba, you have a very different reason. And maybe the Rashba gets this from his Rebbe, the Ramban. Right? The Ramban already said it in Parshas Kisisa, but the Rashba says it in Tshuva. In Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph, says the Rashba, V'yim tishal, ma'ishno tefila shachris mitfilas mincho va'arvis. Why do we wash our hands in the morning, which is connected to a tefila, but we don't wash our hands as much of an obligation for minchan ma'ariv? Some Rishonim do it. The Rambam says you gotta wash your hands before you daven, always. But we don't consider that as much of a chiyuv. Yesh lomar, says the Rashba, l'fi shebashachar anu nasim kibir yechadasha. In the morning we are a new creation. Even though we get back our neshama, shechzar to be neshmasi, we're still new in a sense. Chadashim lebekaram rabbi munasecha ukimosha balaem bemedrash vitzrichin anu lahodos lo yisbarach, and we have to thank Hashem al shebara anu lechvodo lisharso ulavarech b'shmo, and we have to thank Hashem that He gives us another day to serve Him. Va'al davar zeh tiknu b'shachar kolosan brachas shanu mavarchan mechaboku v'boker. That's why we say all the brachas of shachar in the morning, as a recognition of thanking Hashem. Ulefichach anu tzrichim lehiskadesh b'kdushaso v'lito yadenu min hakli kikohen shemekadesh yadav min hakiyar kodem avodaso. Every one of us, each one of us, doesn't matter what shevet we're from, each one of us has an avoda to do every day. And we are like a kohen that's b'kadesh yadav min hakiyar before his avoda. U'mishashich shek yadav b'toch hakli b'im b'shachar v'shazachid l'shaper dami, that's it. Midabrina b'kiyar v'rachatzu aron uvanav mimenu v'lo b'socho. Okay, quotes our Gemara, v'chinami lahapi, you want to put it in the river, it's also okay for Netilas Yadayim in the morning. But that's the Rashba. The Rashba says, every morning, we're like a Kohen Shemekadish Mikiyar. Very important halachically, and even more important, maybe hashkafically, about the Kohen washing his hands. We are like a Kohen washing his hands from the Kiyar. So we have Yadayim Askanias of the Rash, we have the Rashba about a Kohen, Birya Chadasha, and then we have the Kabbalistic reasons. The Archas Chaim in Hilchas Atilas Yadayim says, the Tama Natila Mishum Shivsa Ubas Melech Lahaver Ruach Ra Hashor Al Yadayim. The Goran Shabbos says there's a Ruach Ra that is Shora on a person when he gets up in the morning. It's a discussion whether is it because of night or is it because of sleep. Different Kabbalistic sources. That's why we're Machmer for both. Machmer for both, though either one of them we wash in the morning, but only if we have both of them do we say a bracha. But this is why, this last reason why we do three times on each hand. Right, if the first two reasons, we could just wash once or even twice at most. But two, for the ruach ra, we say it has to be the third reason. But we generally, we try to be machmir like all three reasons. We only make a bracha when both the rush and the rashba apply. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel with the Mishnah Berurah there. Okay, so this is, again, there's a lot of nafkaminas between these. What if I wear gloves the entire night? Then the rush's reason wouldn't apply. Let's say I'm freezing. I'm sleeping in a tent somewhere. So I wear gloves the whole night. So according to the Rashi's reason, you don't have to wash your hands. Mashenkin according to the Rashba. Right? What about washing for davening? Maybe the Rashba's reason is a little more shayach than the Rashi's reason. What about washing before Amud HaShachar? You get up during the night. You're doing the night shift. So when do you become a new birya? And there's no Yadayim Askanias there. Do you have to wash again? What about if you're if you sleep, take a nap during the day? Also, are you a new birya? Probably not. It's the same day, but your daim askanias apply. Many different nafkaminas, and we generally say if only one of the reasons apply, you wash your hands, but without a bracha. Only if you have both, you see wash with a bracha. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue again. Today's shiur was sponsored l'refuah shalema Yitzchak Tzvi Ben Lea, l'refuah shalema, sponsored by Edward Jacobs. We thank you for the sponsorship. Okay, we should have a freilach and chanukah. As we get into the dafim of Chanukah. Yeah.